Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Friday night baseball between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we are joined by Shuckers manager Joe Arol. Joe, thanks much for joining us.
Great to be here, Javik.
How fun has these last couple of days been? Your guys have taken two of the first three, and the bats are really starting to heat up.
Yeah, guys have been grinding on the road. We lost a couple close ones in Pensacola. It was good to get two out of three wins so far in this series.
Well, how about that doubleheader yesterday? The offense pounded out 21 hits, including Mike Bovee getting two off big league rehabber Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah, just some quality at-bats. J.J. Reimer and Danny Larson, you know, doing their work in the cage, really grinding it out with the guys, and it was good to see them have some success.
And you talked about a couple of close losses last week against Pensacola. You come up here to Tennessee, and so far, three close games to start the series, but you guys have come out on the winning side of two of those. How much does it help for confidence in the clubhouse winning a couple more of those close ones?
Oh, definitely good. I mean, always good for team morale. I mean, the guys, like I said, they're grinders. They get after it every day. All those games, you know, we were down in some of them, but it seemed like every one of those we had the tying run at least, or the go-ahead run at the plate in all of them.
Well, how about Carlos Rodriguez? He is 9-for-13 this series. It seems like he is never getting out whenever he's up to the plate. How much fun has it been to watch him this week?
I mean, one word, just fire. I mean, he's finding the holes, hitting line drives all over the field, and he's one of the guys that JJ had talked to about, you know, being a little more aggressive, and he took it right into the game, and as he's getting after it.
Well, and he's hot. Mike Bovee is both hot in the lineup as well. How fun is it to pair those two guys back-to-back in the order when both of them are hitting the ball really well?
Oh, you got to love it, especially, you know, from top to bottom, you know, the last 2 days, guys have been swinging the bat well, and seeing a guy like Martinez hit one up in the trees, there were vultures flying around during the game yesterday. I said maybe that's something from the ball that Ernesto hit. That's why the vultures are flying up there.
Well, and how about that home run from Ernesto? He's had a couple of big ones this year. You have seen a couple of big-time home runs from throughout his career. When he connects on one of those swings, it's just beautiful.
Oh, definitely. I actually played with a guy, Randall Simon, and he hit the ball. I mean, during batting practice, guys got off the dirt, and Ernesto's that kind of guy. When he's taking batting practice, you want to back up. You're coaching first. I know Danny Larson probably backs up a couple steps, and if he hits it my way, it's going to be coming in hot.
Another guy who's been really integral to the lineup this year is Ethan Murray. In fact, he has not missed a single game. He gets the start tonight, 25 starts in 25 games. How impressive has it been from you to see Murray play in every single game this year and be wanting to play in every single game this year?
I mean, we've been thin, got hit by the injury bug. A bunch of guys went down, and, you know, I keep close tabs on him, talk to him, ask him how he's feeling. I mean, it's ideal now with the six-game series where we have every Monday off. He, you know, just him getting his rest on those off days, and he's ready to play.
How much does that help his development, too, being able to play every day much like you would in the big leagues?
I think it's great. Like I just said earlier, I mean, having a day off back in the day, we'd have 2 days off a month. I remember 17-game stretches where, you know, we're on the road, we're all over the place, and that's when we were praying for rainouts. Now at least we have every Monday off where they can rejuvenate.
One of the big things, too, to this lineup is Darian Miller is back as your leadoff hitter. You had him in the leadoff spot back when he was with you in Wisconsin in 2022. What's it like having him in leadoff here in Double A?
I mean, just the way he hits. I mean, he's a quality on-base guy, gives you a quality at-bat every time. He's been hitting the ball hard and doing little things. So we're just trying to get things going like he was in Carolina, you know, just with the getting on-base. Was like, hey, why not fire him in the leadoff hole? And he does a good job there.
How about Brett Witrowski making his Double-A debut today? Today is his fifth professional start. He needed four starts in High A to make it a Double-A. What have you known of him? He's one of the few guys you have not managed last year in Wisconsin. What have you heard from him throughout the system and seen from him in the clubhouse the last few days?
I mean, just seeing him in spring training and seeing him throw for the first time, I mean, it was wow. I mean, the last guy that I saw come in, like, with that wow factor was Drew Rasmussen. Like, I've never seen so many guys. He was throwing a live BP, and so many guys were behind the cage watching Drew throw. And, you know, Brett has that same wow factor coming in. It's going to be fun to watch him pitch.
What is it that stands out to you the most about how he pitches?
Jet fuel. I mean, 97-95, you know, and commands the baseball very well, you know, and he's shooting up through our system.
You got a couple of horses in that rotation. He's one of them. Jacob Mizorowski's another. How much fun is it for you to be able to pencil in a couple of starters that can throw 95, 96, 97, and even up to 100?
Well, managing now and with technology, I don't have to pencil guys anymore. I write it up and print them out, but it's great. I mean, knowing that you're going to have a guy out there with electric stuff, and strike fear in the opposing lineups. It's great.
Well, it makes it a lot of fun to watch. Joe, thanks so much.
You got it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Smokies coming up next.